Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us right now is the head basketball coach for Maryland, Brenda Fries. The Terps are the 2 seed in the Greenville number 1 region. South Carolina is the number 1 team in that region. Terps play Holy Cross Friday at Xfinity, roughly 2:30 start following the Arizona West Virginia game. Great opportunity to get out and see the Lady Terps in the first two rounds, hopefully the first two rounds. This is Brenda's 21st year at Maryland. Brenda replaced another legend, as she's become a legend on her own, in Chris Sweller all the way back in 2002. 3 Final Fours, a national championship, an annual, top 5, top 6, 7 program in the country, always a contender. When you came from Minnesota 21 years ago, did you think you'd still be here?
No, I mean, I was just hoping I could get a contract extension, to be honest with you. I was very, unknown at that time and, wanted to see if I could make that next big jump after Minnesota. And here we are 21 years later.
You really were kind of unknown because it was only 1 year, if my memory serves me correctly, at Minnesota. And, what attracted Debbie Yao to you, brought you to Maryland, and this turned out to be, obviously a Hall of Fame career that you're in the midst of?
Well, I can't say enough about Debbie Yao, and she's always had, a love for women's basketball. I think, having coached it, she really had her eye and knew what she was looking for, wanted a young, up-and-coming coach. I had just been named AP Coach of the Year, and saw something in me way before I did, to be quite honest. And it was a perfect time when you talk about having the ability to be mentored by an athletic director, a female athletic director in Debbie Yao, who had coached. And, who would have ever thought 4 years later we're hoisting that trophy to beat Duke in the national championship game. So all the things that came with it, I'm just really grateful that I had such a mentor and an AD that believed in me like Debbie.
You're from the Midwest. You played at Arizona. And we'll get to your team in the tournament here in a moment. But, we don't get a chance to talk to Brenda that often. And I'm just curious, when you got here, we know what this area is in terms of men's basketball and the potential that Maryland men's basketball has had, winning a national championship in 2002 and being in one of the best fertile recruiting areas in the country, having a program with such tradition, which your program has as well. Is it the same when it comes to women's basketball in terms of being a hotbed for talent?
It really is, and that's what drew me, was looking at the DMB, seeing the tradition that Chris Sweller had previously before me, the national attendance, the records that they were breaking with that. So once I got here, absolutely, you could see just the talent base in the DMV, the surrounding area. We can recruit nationally, and we've got a lot to be able to sell, in the backyard of the nation's capital.
Yeah, for sure. And you've done an incredible job of attracting some of the best talent and local talent to the area. And we'll ask you about your best player this year. And your second best player, who, by the way, went to Walt Whitman High School in Bethesda, which isn't necessarily, you know, the all-time powerhouse for sports, but I'm an alma mater. I'm an alum from there, and I saw Abby when she played
Love
there.
It.
But let's talk about your team. Look, you've had a lot of great teams. You have more than just a hunch about your team this time of year. You know what you have. So compare this team heading into the NCAA tournament to some of your best.
I put them right up there, and what separates them not only is their talent, it's the chemistry piece. And when you have that kind of piece that they play for one another, they want to play the right way, they're unselfish, they're not worried about stats, which is really hard to do nowadays. This group has it, and I think they've shown it where there were a lot of doubters in the offseason, so many new faces as we brought in 9 new players. But all this group has done is they've bought in, they've put their head down at work and been extremely unselfish, and already has more wins than last year. You know, number 2 seed, one of the top 8 teams in the country. So we're excited about what lies ahead in the tournament.
The Big Ten was awesome this year. The games with Iowa in particular and Caitlin Clark, you know, the second game in College Park, much better than the first one. And then the Big Ten final. How did the Big Ten and the league's strength, especially at the top, prepare you for what's coming up?
No question. When you look at it, it's the deepest, most talented conference in the country. And those games, those battles, to be able to, you look at all the 1 and 2 seeds that the Big Ten has in the NCAA tournament, tells you everything you need to know. So we're thrilled the fact that, you know, not only between our conference slate, our non-conference slate, we feel like all those games have really prepared us for March.
Has the Big Ten been for you what you thought it would be? You know, obviously a lot of, you know, those of us that are alums and major basketball fans hated it when we left the ACC. But now I've actually, Brenda, become very used to it. I love, you know, the venues and the competition, and I've gotten used to it. But is it the same? Like, what did you think at the beginning, and what do you think now of Maryland's move now 8 years later in the Big Ten?
I think, you know, like most people, change is hard. I think everyone was shocked, myself included. I left the Big Ten to come play coach at Maryland and coach in the ACC, so I was just as surprised as everyone else. But honestly, as you can see when you go through change, it's been a great fit, and we've been able to come in and, you know, have a lot of success within the league. And, you know, the television package, in my opinion, is a lot better. I could see that after the first Big Ten game we played in conference. And I liken the amount of texts I receive from people watching like an NCAA tournament game. The fan base, the attendance, you know, sellouts when we go on the road, and the fan base is so much higher. So we're loving it. And, you know, I think it continues to show that, you know, change can be a positive thing.
5 regular season Big Ten titles and the other years finishing second in the Big Ten. So it's been a good run. All right. Tell me about Diamond Miller. How good is she?
Well, she's, you know, all indications going to go top 2 to 3 in the WNBA draft. So I think you see right there, I mean, you know, the versatile, long 6'3", you know, type of player that, you know, has put this team on her back and has shown everyone, you know, how to play the right way, and has trusted her teammates, and going to have a really, really successful pro career when it's all done and finished. But we're, you know, ready to take her as far as possible in this tournament.
How about Abby Myers and the addition of Abby to the team, a local, you know, out of Bethesda and Walt Whitman High? How important has she been to the success you've had this year?
Really, really important. And, you know, we lost some of that leadership and that experience. And so, you know, just from day one, she's come in and, you know, brought everyone along. She's not been afraid to really lead and use her voice. And then she's really, really talented. I mean, in her, you know, 4 years, and then now her COVID year here at Maryland, she's been, you know, exactly what we needed from, you know, a scoring piece, an intangible piece, a leadership piece. She does it all.
All right, I'm going to ask you about South Carolina, and I know that's down the road, hopefully, but let me first ask you about Holy Cross. How do you guys match up? What are the keys to a win on Friday over Holy Cross at Xfinity?
Well, I think, you know, any team that you play now in the NCAA tournament is there for a reason. They've had a lot of success, and Holy Cross is no different. They're a really well-coached team. Coach McGarity is, you know, her dad is a well-known coach, and she comes from a great pipeline and Patriot League champions. And, you know, they play hard. They make the right plays. They, you know, have had a lot of success in their conference. But for us, it's, you know, coming out and playing the way we know how to play. I mean, we've worked hard to be able to host these two games, and we want to play two games here in Xfinity. So playing the way we know how to play is going to be the most important thing.
By the way, you know, overall, has the game just become a much deeper game? And, you know, these first round upsets are more likely now than they were, say, 10, 15 years ago?
It really has. When I watch film now compared to where it was 10, 15 years ago, you could maybe just kind of get through that first game and it was no problem. And, you know, you got to remember that our game is about 25 years behind the men. So I think now is where you're just finally starting to see all of that parity in our game, where you can't guess from night to night who's going to win and by how much. So, you know, it makes it a lot more exciting.
All right. In your region, the number one seed, the number one team in America, they're 32-0. You played them very early in the season in College Park. South Carolina, they barely even had a close game this year. I think the UConn game may have been the closest game they had all year. You've seen great women's basketball teams over the years, and you've been a part of some of them as well. How good is South Carolina?
Very good, very good. And, you know, they also have a great advantage being in their backyard in Greenville, South Carolina. So lucky us, you know, if we're fortunate to be able to play them. It'll be a home game for them in Greenville. But you still got to play the game. And I think for us, you know, the great thing is we played them very first game of the season at Xfinity. So our players are comfortable. They know their game. And it was without Diamond Miller. She didn't get to play in that game. So it was a four-point game at halftime, got away from us in the second half with the new roster. So I hope we get that matchup. That means we're in the Elite Eight game going either team to work to go to a Final Four. So we would welcome that matchup.
Yeah, and you're probably a much different team. You mentioned, you know, Diamond Miller not being there, but you've won 18 out of your last 21 and had some big-time heavyweight matchups, especially with Iowa and Indiana. So you think you'd be ready for that one?
Yeah, we're absolutely excited. We want that matchup. That would, you know, again, mean that we're in the Elite Eight. And during March Madness, anything's possible. And everyone has to put their, you know, lace their shoes the same way and tip it off. And we would be excited for the matchup.
Well, you got three before that. Good luck on Friday and moving forward. Thank you so much for doing this. Really appreciate it, Brenda.
Yeah, thank you so much. Go Terps.
Brenda Fries, courtesy of our BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. We're going to talk some betting. Next hour, I'll have a first-round NCAA tournament smell test. Michael Phillips coming up at 7. We'll get back to the Jacoby Brissett signing and everything else Washington has done in free agency. But the NFL was busy yesterday and even into last night. We'll update you on everything that's gone on, including the latest on Aaron Rodgers when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. I want you to know that it's time for BetMGM's March matchups. Turn this year's tournament into something special and enjoy college basketball like never before when you take your best shots at BetMGM. Sign up now, get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and boosted odds on the college tournament. Every three-pointer, slam dunk, and buzzer beater means more than ever when you get a piece of the action at BetMGM. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Find out why nothing beats betting on college basketball at the King of Sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offers not available in Washington, D.C.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.